This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. A big funding battle is shaping up in Washington over how to overhaul the nation's air traffic control system. The government wants to start replacing outdated navigation technology and says the cost will be about $5 billion over the next 5 years. The Bush administration wants to pay for the plan with new taxes and fees. However, private pilots fear the changes will price them right out of the air. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
If there's a consensus in Washington these days, it's that the air traffic control system needs an upgrade.
We have an air traffic control system that was designed in the 40s and the 50s, and we have an exponential explosion in demand going forward.
That's Jim May. He's head of the trade group that represents the major airlines. He says there are now twice as many business jets in the air as commercial airplanes, and he says they're not paying their fair share.
A blip is a blip is a blip. So if there's a corporate jet flying at altitude 39,000 feet, it imposes the same demand on the system as a 737-800 from Southwest Airlines, for example.
Currently, the money that funds air traffic control comes mainly from a 7.5% tax on airline tickets. May says the traveling public is subsidizing business executives flying private jets. Federal Aviation Administrator Marion Blakey told a congressional panel last week that the government agrees.
The airlines, passengers, and other commercial users pay the lion's share of taxes today. They pay more than 95%, while accounting for less than 73% of the air traffic system's costs. The new funding mechanism addresses this inequity.
The FAA wants to scrap the ticket tax in favor of new user fees based on how much it actually costs to provide air traffic control services.
Every business in America wants to tie its cost to its revenue. It's a very basic principle that we are adhering to here.
The FAA also proposes tripling the fuel tax paid by corporate and private aircraft. Blakey says without this new revenue stream, the nation could soon face gridlock in the skies. But the plan did not go over well with some lawmakers who'd have to approve it, including Missouri Republican Sam Graves and Michigan Republican Vernon Ehlers.
This is going to make the skies safer because nobody's going to be able to fly anymore, except the commercial carriers. They can't afford it.
The proposal that's been formed is dead on arrival.
General aviation groups are girding for battle. Ed Bolin, president of the National Business Aviation Association, says business jets aren't the ones straining the air traffic control system. He blames the commercial airlines' hub and spoke system, which crowds hub airports with connecting flights.
What the airlines are trying to say is everybody ought to pay for that. It's a little bit like going to a restaurant where someone orders all the most expensive stuff on the menu and then says, why don't we divide this up on a per-diner basis?
Phil Boyer, president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, says there's really no reason to throw out the current funding system.
They're manufacturing a crisis in an air traffic system that is the safest and most efficient of any country in the world.
And while some lawmakers may support the FAA's plan, many who don't feel strongly about it. Some of them are pilots themselves. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.